And good morning, and good afternoon, and good evening, my dear friends. Once again, we are sitting together to share some of our meditative experiences, understandings, and also our difficulties with each other. So we are meeting together as true friends, even though we may new to some of or most of participants, namely, and we may do not know about their biodatas from where. Actually, they are not important at all. The most important thing is our interest. We all are interested in in the path of peace, the path of joy, and the path of liberation. So because of these interests, we all line the same path, same way, towards the same direction. So we are in the same journey, physically wherever we are. And I believe most of you are familiar to Nilambe. Maybe there are some few new participants, but actually Nilambe is not a physical center. Of course, here is a meditation center. There are buildings. There is an address, postal address, and you can see it with the Google Map. Of course, geologically there is a place called Nilambe Meditation Center, but actually this center, Nilambe Center, is in our hearts, is in our inner self. So therefore, everybody has his or her own Nilambe center or inner center, whatever. And so it doesn't matter where we are living physically. We all are living if we all are living inside of our self, in the middle of our inner self, then we are in Nilambe. So therefore, I think nobody is unfamiliar to own center. And as Ma explains, today we are going to do a full day program, and when we have done that 3-day retreat in I think in last month, then after that some of participants requested for some continuation at least for a couple of months to get back into the track. So because of that request, I asked Mar and Claudia and also Birgit to see the possibility to organize a one-day retreat, and they did it very well. Actually, I am very expert to disorganize things, and therefore that's why I ask our friends to organize this. And because of this organization, we are fortunate to sit together to go deeper into this path, in this practice. And today, theme is the inner silence, something like that. I really don't know why we have this theme, and who made this topic. Anyhow, but I really like the theme. So the theme is something like the inner silence. So that means I should not talk much today. So therefore, my dear friends, let us start this one day meditation gathering with a group meditation. I hope all of you are familiar to sitting meditation practice, Shasen. Let us behave on our expectations. Is there any expectation, or are there any expectations? What we are expecting from today? What we are expecting by participating to this program? let's see how much we attach to our expectations. How much we are stick with our expectations. No one knows what is going to happen. Anything can happen, also nothing can happen. if our expectations may become real. It's good. If this retreat can fulfill all of our spiritual expectations, then how nice. If something else happens, can we say that is also fine? Let's see how far we can open ourselves for this unknownness. We do not know what is going to happen. There are some expectations behind us. They may come true, or something else may happen. We are okay for both. With this openness, we can relax our body easily, no tension at all. Because no pressure. Please feel the body. Feel every part of the body. From top to bottom, bottom to top, and left to right, right to left. Is there any tension, any blockage in any part of the body? we may feel and sense a natural in and out breathing whenever we are being with the body. Let's see how far we can allow the breath to come in and go out freely in its own rhythm. how far we can pass this message to each in-breath and out-breath, honestly. Dear in-breath, you can come in freely, totally freely. And the out-breath, you can go out freely. I am not disturbing you at all. I am not controlling you at all. I do everything for you to come in and go out freely, the way the you like to come in and go out. Thank you very much, dear friends, for your beautiful quietness, calmness, and silence. I think we all can feel this group tranquility, even though physically we are living far away from each other. The physical distance is not an obstacle for this tranquility.